It's the Mornings with Ed show, 8:33 the time, 27 minutes before 9 o'clock. I've been mentioning all day, obviously, we've been talking about the COVID-19 virus and the steps the city has taken. The city of Laguna Beach has declared an emergency. Of course, Laguna Beach Unified School District has canceled classes through the spring break. So that's about 4 weeks, as the number of cases here in the United States has doubled since Friday. And we're still awaiting testing kits, basically. There aren't enough as of yet. The governor, Gavin Newsom, has declared that all the bars in the state should close. And I opened the show this morning with a suggestion. And again, you know, I'm just a guy sitting around the coffee table chatting with friends. But if in fact we, and again, these numbers, I might be wrong on the numbers themselves, but the idea, I want you to listen to the idea. If in fact we have, let's say, 50 bars that are exclusively bars here in town, I don't think there's that many, but if we do have 50 bars that are just bars in town that have to close for a couple of weeks because of the COVID-19 virus, and again, the idea is to flatten the curve. I want you to imagine us as a graph. And right now, the amount of contaminations, the amount of infections taking place, our line in the graph is going straight up, vertically. We want to make it horizontal, okay? So for instance, South Korea, who found out about the virus about the same time we did in late December, started testing immediately and has been testing 10,000 people a day since back in early January, right? So their line has flattened and they're now horizontal on the graph. We're kind of in line with Italy. We're in almost exactly as to where Italy was. Experts are predicting that in a week, unless we, of course, slow the progress of infections down, that we'll be where Italy is now. So we're about a week behind them. So in an effort to flatten the curve, if you will, we're taking a lot of precautions. Here at the radio station, obviously, we made the decision last week. I would be the only one here in studio. What kind of decision is that? Anyway, but other companies are doing that as well. The city has shut down City Hall. They're trying to flatten the curve. Okay, so again, in doing that, so I'm going back to the bars now. Let's say there are 50 bars in town that do that. And obviously, everybody still has to pay rent. The bars still have to make money. They still have to pay their rent. And they're going to be out. And I'm using this as an example. I don't know the actual numbers. But let's just say that a bar makes $5,000 a week. And being off for 2 weeks, that's $10,000 that they're in the hole. They don't have those $10,000. Well, since this has been declared a national emergency, I believe that financially, economically, we could consider that bars having to shut down and businesses shutting down is a national disaster. And people staying home from work, not making that paycheck, that could be considered a national disaster. And in cases of a national disaster, when there's a hurricane or a flood or an earthquake, whatever, FEMA jumps in and FEMA then starts cutting checks for exactly the amount that you're in the loss for, if in fact you're considered part of the national disaster, part of the disaster zone. So my thought process is this: 2 weeks off, flatten the curve, and then petition FEMA for the $10,000 or whatever that amount is. Again, I'm throwing numbers out there, but whatever that number is, if it is in fact $10,000 and we have 50 bars, that's $500,000, that's $500,000, that is doable. So that's just my suggestion. You let me know what you think. Am I crazy for thinking that way? Some people will be really cynical and go, oh no, that'll never happen. But that is that's why FEMA's there. That's why we have that disaster relief there. And this is something unlike we've ever had to go through before. I'm sure that if I owned a bar right now, I'd be like wondering how I was going to make rent, right? So with that in mind, let me know what you think at 949-715-KXFM, 949-715-5936. In the meantime, we're going to escape a little bit into some music. How about a fantasy?